Now, we're going to play for you the final part of Alan O'Brien's series on supports in the workplace for women who've lost babies early on in pregnancy. That is under 24 weeks. At the moment, there's no paid leave for women who suffered such a loss. Today, we're bringing you Alan's interview with Emma Ronan, who provides peer support at LMC Bereavement, which provides support for people dealing with pregnancy loss, as Emma told Alan about her own experiences.
LMC was highlighted to me by the bereavement midwife that I dealt with. So I came in originally as a service user, and then I'm a member of the board, and I assist wherever needed, basically.
And through your experience of dealing with people in that situation, and I suppose yourself, what would be the general reaction of an employer when a person comes to them and discloses that they've suffered a pregnancy loss or a diagnosis?
Mostly speaking from my own point of view, I've suffered recurrent loss. I've had one TFMR, but I've had three other losses as well. And I am lucky. My employer is an incredibly kind and compassionate man, but I do think there is, unfortunately, somewhat of a misunderstanding, I think, sometimes of what is entailed with a loss. And it can be received with compassion, but there still is this element of, okay, so we move on. And I think, unfortunately, unless you've experienced a pregnancy loss, it's hard to just move on, both in terms of the physical aspect of a loss. Obviously, some people are expected to go back to work while still actively losing a pregnancy. And then there's the mental side after that. And that can obviously, that's a how long is a piece of string kind of question, because each to their own in terms of the mental impact that a loss can have on them. So, yeah, I think it can be received compassionately, but it doesn't necessarily tie with the expectations then on the mother who is lost.
Yeah, like you said, it's not just kind of a physical loss. Like there's emotional and mental struggles that can come with that, obviously. And what advice or supports could you give someone in that situation?
So I would definitely recommend someone in that situation to reach out. And I think there is the loss community as a whole, and LMC is part of that. It's an amazing community. It's really nobody wants to be part of, but the support that can be found there, I don't think anybody should go through it alone. And I think there is a old sort of thinking towards pregnancy loss of you don't talk about it, you just move on. And I do think as a nation we are moving away from that, and it is becoming a lot more talked about, and I think that's huge. So I think in terms of someone going through the situation, I would definitely say when they feel ready to reach out for help. And I also think you can push yourself, but don't torture yourself. So in situations like, say, returning to work, if it feels insurmountable, it probably is insurmountable and you're probably not ready. And that's, unfortunately, obviously the conversation we're having comes in, because you aren't entitled to anything. So that leaves you in a situation where you're having to go to your GP to look for sick leave, which sometimes doesn't feel very nice. You feel like you're maybe manipulating a situation, which you're absolutely not.
The Labour Party's recommendation for early pregnancy loss leave would be 20 days or around 4 weeks. Do you think this amount is enough?
It's obviously far better than nothing. And I think it is a really good step towards, like, even the recognition of that someone who experienced the pregnancy loss deserves to get leave and be given time to recover. I think, again, it is nearly person specific whether that would be enough.
Yeah.
My example, my loss was at 22 weeks, nearly 23 weeks. And I was given 2 weeks compassionate leave by my boss, not out of, I don't think, a fault of his own, but just nearly out of, I wasn't entitled to any leaves. But after the 2 weeks, I was in no way, I was still physically feeling the effects. I was postpartum, essentially.
Yeah.
And still feeling the effects physically of my loss, but mentally I had no capacity to be working. So I had to go to my GP and I requested leave, and I was given 6 weeks. And I've never taken a prolonged amount of sick leave in my life, and I didn't want to do it. It didn't come easy to me, but I there was no way I could be sitting back at my desk and trying to do my job to the capacity. And even when I did return after 8 weeks, I probably still wasn't like firing on all cannons, for want of a better phrase, but I was surviving. And I informed my employer and I took leave. In my subsequent two losses, I actually didn't. And I took a day or two annual leave at short notice. and went back because I felt uncomfortable asking for more leave, because he had been quite kind to me during the first two, and because I wasn't entitled to anything. Yeah. I didn't feel in a position to ask for more. So I think the 20 days, it's a good starting point. It's not as black and white as that, but I think it's better than nothing.
And going off your own experience there, would you say there's still a stigma around loss in the workplace? And would you say that a lot of people feel guilty taking leave, like you just mentioned? How can we as a country improve on that?
Yeah, I do think there is a lot of stigma around it. And I think sometimes because it's a woman-specific issue, obviously, in terms of the physical side, I do understand pregnancy loss does have a mental impact on the father, but it's obviously the mother who has to go through the physical aspect of it and the mental strain of the physical aspect. As women, to a certain degree, are always fighting for their place, it feels uncomfortable to be taking sick leave, and especially in a situation where there is recurrent loss. It's almost an element of embarrassment in my case to go back into a situation and say, I've lost another pregnancy, which I understand when I say that sounds so wrong.
But it's kind of easier said than done.
Yeah, exactly. And that sometimes you can logically know something, but you can't help how it impacts you and how you feel. And there being an entitlement, I think it's an acknowledgement that early pregnancy loss is something that deserves recognition and deserves your leave. And it even, I know a separate conversation is obviously they're talking about certificates for early pregnancy loss. This is all helping bridge that gap from even like the sort of generational thing of you had a pregnancy loss and you went back to making the dinner. Something you didn't talk about, it happened and you moved on. And that wasn't like that was for the full gestation of pregnancy, even like past 24 weeks. There was this mentality of if you lose a pregnancy or you lose a baby, you just keep going, you don't talk about it. I think there's a whole host of mental health issues that probably stem from that attitude. And I think that needs to be completely done away with, and people need to feel supported and that they're not going to be stigmatized or judged for admitting, which is a weird word to use, but admitting that they've had a pregnancy loss.
You had a remarkable story there in conversation with Alan O'Brien, and that is Emma telling her story about her own experiences. LMC bereavement, you can contact them at lmcsupport.ie or email lmcbereavement@gmail.com. The interview played today is the final part in Alan's series, which is part one and part two are up as podcasts, and the third one will be up as well. And it's all part of the drive to try and get legislation in place to ensure provision of support and some leave in workplaces for women who've lost babies early on in pregnancy. That's prior to 24 weeks.